Yes, indeed. There we go. All right, look, Kira, I mean, I mentioned it to you. I want to get right into it because I am excited about this. I could be opening up a whole new world for both me and you with this, I think, because this is a cool idea. But before we get to it, I do want to say hello to the lady who is, I guess, the brain behind this idea. Let's say hello to Breanne Faz. Hello, Breanne. If I give a round of applause as well, everyone who comes on gets a round of applause. Hello, Breanne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to talk to you about this because I think it's a cool idea. I don't know if many people are doing it. I don't know. Maybe you'll be a trendsetter. You never know. We might see this all across academia in the Western world. But I suppose before we get into it, Breanne, you are a professor of women and gender studies in Arizona State University. Now, what exactly is women and gender studies? What would your job be?
So we teach across, it's an interdisciplinary field, so we can teach from anything from social sciences to humanity. We teach courses, you know, women's studies professors teach courses in literature, history, science, psychology, all over the place. And my specific emphases are sexuality, health, and psychology.
Sexuality, health, and psychology. I imagine that's very interesting. And I would say then, is there, just to give me an idea, would it be mainly males who attend your class, mainly females? Is there, what kind of split is there percentage-wise?
Usually it's about a third male and two-thirds female in most of my courses.
A third male. So, okay, so it is mainly females who attend. But, hey, you know what? Maybe that'll change because I'm sure your class is making a lot of noise because we have heard about you even here. Now, I'm sure you are a great professor, but that is not the reason that we have heard about you. We have heard about you for a different reason. We have heard about you because you are giving a very, very interesting class, I would say. A very unusual class. A class that's making a lot of headlines. What exactly... Because you know what? Headlines can often distort exactly what's going on here. What is the class that's getting all the attention? Because I don't want to give some oversimplified headline of what it is you're doing. What are you doing?
So this is an assignment that I use as an extra credit assignment in three of my courses. So I use it in my sexuality course, my gender and bodies course, and in a course that I teach as a special topics course. And what it is it's an assignment that's optional and voluntary where students can... test out what it's like to do different sort of gender norms. So they're breaking, you know, a traditional way that we normally think about femininity and masculinity by doing the opposite behavior, by either shaving their whole bodies for men or letting their body hair grow for women. And it's a way to sort of show norms that are normally invisible, and suddenly those norms become visible. So
right.
For women, they really get to see for the first time, for some of them, what it's like when people have a lot to say about their choices about their bodies.
Sure. No, I understand. So, because this is interesting, right? Because, I mean, obviously, shaving for a woman, I'm not a woman. I've never gone through it. But, I mean, it's a pain, right? I mean,
yes.
The amount... Yeah, right,
yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Kira.
It
yeah,
is.
Kira can give a resounding yes. I mean, it's a huge pain. So, firstly, though, before we even get into any of that, I have to ask you a few questions. You say this is an extra assignment type of thing. So, does that mean then... Or, sorry, extra credit type of assignment. So, does that mean then that perhaps if my grades aren't as high as they could be, or they aren't perhaps a pass, that this assignment can give me a few extra percent, a few extra points that will actually improve my overall grade at the end?
Well, it's worth really a fairly trivial amount of points. It's only worth 3 points, which is hardly anything.
Is that 3 out of 100?
For your grade. Out of more than 100.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's a very small amount, but the point is that it gives students an incentive to try something that they may otherwise not have an incentive to try. So what they do is they keep a journal every week of anything that happens with them or things that people say or things that they're feeling inside, like, oh, I feel dirty or I feel weird this week. And then at the end, they write a paper, a short reflection paper. But the amount of extra credit is really pretty small.
Sure.
In the scheme of things. And it's just a small incentive to sort of encourage them to give it a go. And most students try it and end up kind of enjoying it to a certain degree because they rebel together as a group.
Sure.
Which I
okay.
think sometimes can feel really nice to them.
One of your students, actually, her name is Stephanie Robinson. She was quoted as saying, "It was a life-changing experience. Many of my friends didn't want to work out next to me or hear about the assignment. And my mother was distraught at the idea that I would be getting married in a white dress with armpit hair."
Yeah. Well, you see, this is it. I mean, it's cool because... I mean, obviously, 10 weeks is what I'm reading here, that some of them didn't shave for up to 10 weeks. So as in, you had ladies who did not in any way shave any of their body hair for 10 weeks, and then you had men who shaved from the neck down. I have to ask, though, how did you evaluate this? As in, did you just ask for submissions from them from of their progress, or did you actually, you know, physically inspect their bodies and say, hey, you know, it looks like you've been shaving,
yeah,
or...
No physical inspection, don't worry. It was really just, you know, I take their word for it, and they turn in their assignment, and, you know, if they did feel like making something up about it, that's itself kind of an interesting teaching moment right there that
sure.
they need
mm-hmm.
to. So, yeah, I just trust them, you know, that if they tell me they did it, they did it. And a lot of them are really proud of it and kind of excited about it. So, you know, it generated a lot of discussion in the class together, too, especially even before I would arrive. So, you know, before class, I could hear them sort of talking about it and, you know, giggling with each other and joking around. And so it definitely was a fairly lighthearted thing in the classroom, but the kinds of things that they faced outside the classroom were very different. You know, that it wasn't as lighthearted. So they actually faced a lot of negative appraisals in a way that I think they didn't expect. So their mothers were upset, their fathers were upset, their boyfriends were upset.
I'd say so. I want to make a point as well. Right? This is something I've said to Chris before, okay? And I literally, right, I would not, if I was on a night out and I hadn't shaved under my arms or I hadn't shaved my legs, that would put me off, let's say, hooking up with the guy, because I wouldn't want the mortification of him finding out that I had hairy legs or I hadn't shaved underneath my arms.
This is what I think, this is the stigmas and the things that Brianne is trying to highlight, right? I mean, that's the point you're trying to make.
Exactly, right. I mean, and, you know, sociologists have long used assignments like this in their courses. So a classic assignment would be to have people stand the opposite way in an elevator and see how people react.
Okay.
Because there's social norms in place about elevators that you're supposed to do, and when you don't do those, people get uncomfortable. So this is a sort of similar thing, but using gender and the body. And I
sure.
think, again, what you just said about feeling worried about what other people would think, that's what women start to deal with, and it helps them to kind of unravel, you know, what is a social norm? What is a gender role? How do these things sort of play out both inside our minds, but also externally in the feedback we get from other people?
Hey, Brianne, I have to ask you as well, because obviously sometimes the best way to, you know, lead a class and to be obviously a professor in this context, especially when you're doing experiments like this, is to lead by example. Now, I need to ask, for these 10 weeks, did you shave at all?
Well, I used to be a competitive swimmer, so I've always had a relationship with my own body hair that's been in flux, and that's what's actually made me interested in it as well. You know, as a competitive swimmer, you would always, even as a kid, you know, as a teenager, we would grow out our body hair and then shave it all right before the big meets.
Sure.
And, you know, playing with body hair, I think, has always been personally interesting, you know, both as an athlete and not as an athlete. So sometimes I'll do the assignment with them, sometimes I won't.
Okay, I understand. Now, have you guys finished? Is there a sequence over, or is it still ongoing?
Yeah, so it's over for now. So we did it for the last semester, and then the next time I'm going to do the assignment will be next spring.
And is that, do you have the same assignment planned, or do you have some other wild variation? Because this is already pretty wild as it is.
Well, I'm always coming up with different sorts of assignments, but this is the extra credit assignment that I use. There's some other assignments that I use in different classes that are required assignments. Like, I just developed a class on trash. So we're looking at both, you know, sort of environmental issues and the actual literal circulation of trash, but also in the sort of metaphorical elements of trash. And one of those assignments is that the students have to carry around their own trash for 2 days straight.
Oh, God.
And that really assess how much trash they produce. So that's kind of a weird assignment, but again, with a very particular thing in mind where we don't actually know how much trash we produce because it's so invisible, so we have to sort of figure out how to make that visible in order to make change.
Wow.
So those are the kinds of assignments that I think really help with experiential learning. Rather than just looking at books, it really helps students to kind of
check
in with different aspects of what we're doing.
I actually had my own little experience there. It was a couple of years back, and I don't think, I didn't shave my legs for like 2.5 months. I think I'd broken up with someone. It was winter. I went into hibernation, and I was like, you know what? I just don't care about
how
anything.
How did it feel?
It felt weird because
it's nice having hair down there, though, isn't it?
My legs had never ever been as hairy, right? But I had a couple of male friends, and I told them one night we were out in a pub, and then I told them, I was like, guys, I haven't shaved my legs in like 2.5 months, and they were like, come on, Kira, show us your legs.
Yeah.
So there was three guys. One was in a relationship, two weren't.
Yeah.
the two that weren't in a relationship were absolutely horrified. They couldn't believe that a girl could have hair that long on her legs. And the other guy was like, ah, he's in a very comfortable relationship. And he's like, ah, that's like being with my fiance the whole time.
Of course, it's the phase where you don't care anymore.
It's the phase where you don't care anymore. Yeah. You're together and you're not making the effort to shave yeah. the legs. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, Kira, look, maybe Brianne is just trying to spread a little bit of that. And maybe it would make everybody more comfortable in ourselves. Because it's an interesting word to use. You say comfortable. And exactly. And maybe if all you ladies were a little more comfortable with that. Hey, you know what? It sounds like life would be a lot better.
We want women, I mean, ideally, we want women to be able to make whatever choices they want about right. their bodies and have their families and their boyfriends and their partners and their husbands and everyone else support them. So what this also shows is, you know, it kind of tests the limit in some ways of the kinds of choice that we have and the way that norms sort of control our choices. So
yeah.
we, of course, I think want to imagine we have every choice we want about what we choose to do with our bodies, but that comes at a price. And I think facing that really helps us to understand the much more serious aspects of, you know, our bodies being marked as different, right? So, you know, what is it like to live in a body that might be disabled or fat or marked as gay or dealing with racial prejudice? These are things that I think are kind of implied in some ways by testing out gender norms in this way.
No, so, I hear you.
You
no.
know, it's a very temporary thing.
No, I get what you mean. And as you say, hair is something very temporary, relatively. So imagine what it would be like to have perhaps some of those other handicaps or different markings on your body or things that differentiate you. I hear exactly what you're saying. I know what you mean, because hair is a very or a relatively temporary and, you know, flux kind of one to try it on. So I hear you. Absolutely. Brianne, I'll tell you
exactly.
one thing before you go. Your classes sound like a party. I mean, I wish I'd gone to a university like this. This sounds like where everything is happening. I hope some of this more experimental and kind of hands-on and practical learning and ways of teaching and making a point come in over here, because I mean, tell you, this sounds like very interesting stuff altogether. But look, I mean, in the meantime, maybe everyone can keep an eye on you and see the kind of stuff that you and people like you are doing. So Brianne Faz, you're the Women and Gender Studies Professor at the Arizona State University. And I tell you, Brianne, if you come up with any more of these kind of cool and out there experiments to teach people stuff, you'll let us know and you'll come back on, won't you?
Of course. Thanks so much.
Awesome. All right. Well, look, there you go. That is Brianne, Kira. You know, you should try it, Kira. You should liberate yourself and you should just go for it.
I did it that one time, and in fairness. Like, I'd never seen the hairs on my leg as long as they were. It was I was fascinated. I didn't think I could even grow my hair that long.
And there you go. I mean, the sky is the limit. And maybe I'll do what she's saying and I'll actually shave from the neck down.
I want to go open up. It's an interesting conversation, though, Chris. And I think I said this to you before.
Yeah.
51552. Would it stop you, Chris, from sleeping with a girl if you got her into bed and then her legs were hairy and she hadn't shaved under her arms? Honest question.
Let me think about it, okay? Tell you what, I'll play you two tracks. We'll come back and we'll think about it. How does that sound, Kira?
Sounds good.
All right.